It's Patriots Day here in Massachusetts. Thousands come to the state to celebrate the opening battle of the Revolutionary War. There's cannons and muskets. And then there's that other starting gun. Thousands more, 30,000 this year, running the Boston Marathon. And the winners are. Here now's Alex Ashlock is at the finish line downtown. And Alex, start with the women's race. Local fave, local runner Shalane Flanagan was really hoping to cinch it. What happened?
That's right. Well, she ran well for about half of the race, more than that, actually. She faltered at about 18 miles in the race, and she ended up finishing ninth. She finished seventh last year. Mm-hmm. But, Robin, you mentioned the battle on Lexington Green earlier. Caroline Roditch and Marie DeBaba battled down Boylston Street here in Boston in the women's race. And Roditch, who's from Kenya, edged her out. It was another great close finish in the women's race. DeBaba is from Ethiopia. So Caroline Roditch is the women's champion in this year's Boston Marathon.
It's so great when it's neck and neck like that. I mean,
oh, it was unbelievable.
4 seconds, just amazing.
Yes.
And how about the men's race? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, in the men's race, we were all watching Meb Keflezighi, the American who won last year. He was the first American winner in more than 30 years. He finished eighth in today's race, but there was a repeat winner in the men's race, an Ethiopian runner named Lalissa Desisa. He won his second Boston Marathon. He won the marathon here in 2013, the year of the bombings, and after that happened, he returned his winning medal to the city of Boston, and it's now on permanent display. He made that gesture after the bombing. So yeah. Lalissa Desisa is the men's winner in the Boston Marathon today. Meb Keflezighi, as I said, finished eighth, and American Dathan Ritzenheim finished seventh.
Take a look at the wheelchair athletes. American Tatiana McFadden won the women's race. She may be getting used to that.
Yes, she is. She won for the third straight time. And Robin, speaking of the marathon bombings, today she wore a singlet, a jersey honoring Martin Richard, the 8-year-old boy who was one of the three people killed in the marathon bombings in April of 2013. She actually got to know a lot of the families of the survivors and the victims here in the Boston area following the bombings, and she honored young Martin Richard with her race today. And again, she won for the third straight time.
And the men's wheelchair winner?
The men's wheelchair winner was a man named Marcel Hug. He's from Switzerland. They tell me he's known as the Silver Bullet. And he finished first today and won the wheelchair race in the men's division. Yeah. Ernst van Dijk of South Africa finished second. He has 10 Boston Marathon titles, but Marcel Hug denied him an 11th. Ernst van Dijk, by the way, has more marathon titles here in Boston than anyone else in the 119-year history of the marathon.
But Alex, you mentioned the most recent history, and just have a few seconds here. You mentioned somebody wearing Martin Richard's singlet. There's signs all over memorializing the people. This is the second running since the bombing. People seem pretty defiantly taking to the roads.
Yes, people are still running this race, and always the bombings are going to be in people's thoughts. The second year after the bombings and 10 years after the bombings, that's always going to be a part of the history of this race and very much a part of the race today.
A lot of the survivors running and people running with mementos of those who were killed and running in honor of them. Here now is Alex Ashlock at the Boston Marathon finish line. Alex, go rest that voice.
Thank you, Robin.